If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Lots to be determined right here. Third down and four. Bachmeier with time. Oh, what an interception by Roberts! Point blank stabbed it. Ben Roberts.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we're going to fire up some Tuesday tailgate with the host of Fan University and avid mental health advocate for the Red Raiders. It is Brennan Baxter. How are you, sir?
Doing well, man. Thanks for having me on, and a huge mental advocate.
I think we need to make clear what's happening. Can we kind of clear that up? What happened here?
So, Brendan Sorsby obviously was able and eligible through a court order to play for Texas Tech for a certain time. I had put out a tweet that said, it's clear to me that Texas Tech is the only school in the entire country that cares about their mental health and well-being of their student athletes. That tweet got, I think, close to a million views. Ooh. And went not too well for me in the comment section.
I was going to say, not necessarily positive,
but still a good time. And hey, it's all over now. We've moved on. Texas Tech still does care about the mental health of their athletes, but Brendan Sorsby will not be an athlete for Texas Tech in 2026.
So if you want to go find that tweet, it's at Brendan Baxt on Twitter, correct?
Yes, correct. Right.
Do you want to try to pump it up again?
Yeah, I'll go retweet that tweet.
All right. I think
get it restarted. Yeah,
I think you'd really appreciate that. All right. So let's stick with Texas Tech to kick this off. And how big of a deal do you think it is that they have completed and have their state-of-the-art facility, locker room-wise and everything like that? Because I know that's been building over years and years and years. And just when you hear about some of the aspects of it, two-story players lounge, 200-seat meeting room, a barbershop with three chairs, it sounds awesome. How big of a deal is that?
It is a big deal. And I was actually walking it with special teams coach Kenny Perry, and we were asking and talking about, is this now in the era of NIL, where it just feels like it's all about money, do players still care about facilities? They still want the state of the art? And he said, absolutely. This is a huge recruiting tool. When people walk in and see this and see the dietitian room and the lounge chairs and the barber shop and everything that comes with that facility, it's a quarter of $1 billion. It's one of the most expensive facilities in the country. And it's one of the largest now in the country as well, too, because it connects now to Galaxy Stadium, was Jones Stadium, and the players, the lights, everything that goes into that facility is state of the art. And it's a huge impact on why players outside of an NIL check are choosing to go to Lubbock.
I remember, Kevin, when I was at UNT, and this is, you know, decades ago at this point, but I was at UNT and was talking about the new stadium they'd built.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, why? And he was like, we can't compete with Allen High School. Like, you know, like our stadium's older
pretty
than
ours.
Our facilities are worse than theirs. So like some of these kids, if they're coming in here, like they're coming from high schools that have facilities that are better than what they're seeing. So that's a huge recruiting tool.
Yeah, totally agree. And it's something, too, that when you walk in, I was in there this last week as well, too, seeing the Big 12 championship trophy and just the entrance. It feels massive. The ceilings are very high. They have the huge Mass Rider horse at the front. And so you get from the moment you walk into the door, this place is the real deal. That was not always the case at Texas Tech and Lubbock. They were way behind Texas A&M, OU in the old Big 12 Conference. They're now leading the charge in the modern Big 12 Conference, and that's a huge reason they're getting some of the top players in the state.
I also want, regarding Tech specifically, somebody texted in, I believe it was last week, and they were like, look, man, Texas Tech proved that they were beneficial of their schedule, and that, you know, once they got to the college football playoff, that was where everything really shined, that they weren't ready for it. Was that just a stepping stone for what's to build with McGuire's group?
I firmly believe so, because when you look, too, at high school recruiting, and we were just talking right before we got on about Joey's success in high school and in Texas high school, and that's a huge reason he was hired to be Texas Tech's head coach. They have a 2027 top three class in the country currently in high school recruiting. So it's
Can
not,
we pause on that for just 1 second? Not only about Texas Tech, but, man, I think people lose sight all the time. I've thought about this for years and years, and I know the tide has turned in terms of them or UNT, SMU, TCU. I was like, you can make a killing if you just recruited Texas. That's probably not the best national strategy, but you can crush if you just recruit this state.
For sure. I mean, it's probably... And maybe California.
Not probably. It's Texas one.
It's Texas one, California, and Florida. Yep. I would say probably top three. And
yeah,
then,
maybe
you know,
Ohio,
and, Pennsylvania. And so there's just such an influx just in DFW alone, too. The amount of Division one talent in the Metroplex is insane. And if you can capitalize on a coach like Joey McGuire, who has the relationships with Texas high school coaches, the association, it bodes well for Texas Tech in the future and high school recruiting as well.
How much?
This is off football, but I was talking to Sam Erger, the SMU volleyball coach, and the first game you ever assigned me to was Plano West Allen volleyball.
Oh, and you're
killer. And that's what she said. She goes, "Wow, you got one of the best ones you possibly could have gotten for your first game." And I was like, "Yeah." And then she talked about she's talking about how rich the environment around here is for volleyball and all sports.
That is so true. In hindsight, I probably should have given you a clunker of a matchup and built up
my
to
expectations
it.
Yeah, were really
like,
high.
Everyone's going to be like
this.
I was
like, I don't even want to cover football anymore.
How much should I be invested in the continuing saga of Jacob Fields and TCU? Because there was an Instagram post with the player who is the alleged victim of this and supposedly his dad that quickly got deleted. And it feels like maybe this saga is not going to go away.
Yeah, this is also something that's fascinating in this modern era with NIL, players' involvement, parents' involvement, too. And everything is now on social media. And this stuff can stay with the team for the entire year. And that's something that could be a problem in the locker room. And Sonny Dykes, too, you mentioned TCU with that. This is a big year for him. I mean, 2022 feels like a long time ago. And they've brought in Jaden Craig from Harvard, who was first team all Ivy League a year ago. But to have something like this just kind of ruminating around the locker room and the team going into this season is not a great sign for TCU, because this is a year in the Big 12 where they need to compete in that top three or four in the conference.
And this situation, Jacob Fields dismissed from the team for a, quote, rules violation. Yeah. Then you find out, and it was Izakanma and his dad that were supposedly on this Instagram video, and his dad's like, oh, I thought he got knocked out. He was like, he got sucker punched and had some rug burn from falling on the ground, and that's it. And they had to go to the hospital. And then Fields' agent came out and said a significant portion of what has been shared on social media is false or purely speculative, and then, of course, declined to go into further information about what actually happened.
Right, yeah, and that's another thing, too, with NIL agents, when we're seeing kind of these things pop up in college. NFL agents are professionals. Lawyers, they've had to be approved, right. CBA. NIL agents could be us three. Like, we could go be an NIL agent. And,
hell yeah.
Let's cash in, baby.
And so there's not a ton of professionalism that we're seeing on that side of things as well in college, too. And so I tend to trust the athletic department and the school over an NIL agency.
Sure.
But you just don't know. I mean, things like this can have multiple angles. We saw with the Brendan Sorsby situation and their NIL situations and his money and the Texas Tech and the court case. There's just so much around college football now. It feels like we barely get to talk about just college football.
Okay, well then let's take a step back, and it kind of ties in with Sorsby, obviously, a little bit. Old school Texas Tech fans might have been shocked to see that it was defense carrying the day.
Sure.
Much like when you see the Rangers having great pitching last year, you're like, what kind of magic is this? Is Texas Tech good enough? Is their quarterback good enough offensively to carry through what a lot of people think is going to be a damn fine defense again?
So the defense returns 6 of 11 starters. They have five first-team all-preseason Big 12 players. A.J. Holmes, defensive tackle, is projected to be or was awarded all defensive player of the year, Big 12 conference. He's projected to be a first round draft pick. The defense I have no concerns with
Agreed.
From Texas Tech. I think people see that David Bailey is no longer there, number two overall pick. Obviously, Jacob Rodriguez, best linebacker in the country a year ago, and think they're going to take a step back. I was talking to Joey McGuire on Thursday, and he was talking about how this unit, though you might not have 14 sacks from an individual like David Bailey, they've got the 14 sacks they need through Trey White, who is a transfer, and Adam Trick from Miami, Ohio. So they feel extremely confident this group could actually be deeper than last year's group. You might not have a David Bailey on the roster, but they've got 11 guys on that side they feel very good about.
Which is super positive.
It's
but...
Yes. Yeah, and every conversation during fall camp is... Everyone looks good. Everybody's great.
Sure.
We've improved greatly. Our quarterback's looking good. You hear that from all Power 4 teams in college football. You've obviously got to wait to see it. To your point on Will Hammond, he has been super popular in that locker room since he was a true freshman in 24. I mean, they felt great about him. He had a game here in Fort Worth where he came on and almost beat TCU on the road as a true freshman. And then last year had a great game at Utah in the second half where he went 13 of 16, threw a couple touchdowns, and won that game. And so he's had some experience. Can he stay healthy coming off an ACL injury? That's what really the question is. But
is the other question... Not to be difficult or anything, but is the other question, if you give him too much, will he crumble?
Yeah, and that's what we don't know, because we've only had to see him in pressure situations 2 to 3 times. Like he's sure. only started, I think, 4 games in his entire career. 3 of those were last year. So there's a lot of question marks still there. You obviously thought you had a much deeper quarterback room coming into this season than you have now, but Texas Tech feels very confident that the defense and the running game will be leading the charge in the Big 12 this year.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap, screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Now, starting quarterbacks, now's the time where we've gotten a ton of announcements. Whether it's Keelan Russell for Alabama, KJ Jackson with Arkansas, I thought Tennessee interesting with the true freshman, yep. Faison Brandon. Any of those that were either surprising or that you want to stop down and talk about?
I thought that Keelan Russell from Alabama, because Austin Mack had been on campus and they were pretty high on him. And we've seen Kalen DeBoer have a lot of success with quarterbacks. Obviously, Michael Penix at Washington, Ty Simpson drafted 13 overall to the Rams last year. But Keelan, I mean, he's just a freak athlete, too. He's tall. He's lean. He's got a cannon of an arm. He played for about a half last year in a second half game when they were blowing someone out. And the ball out of his hand was lightning fast. And so I'm really excited to see him as well, too. And I think Alabama's got a lot of question marks this year. No one's really talking about him.
Which is weird.
Which is just weird to think about. But
them being at 13,
it just felt weird.
Pool, yeah.
It felt so weird. I mean, everyone's talking about LSU and Lane Kiffin, obviously, Georgia, Kirby Smart, and then, of course, Arch Manning in Texas. It's going to be a fascinating year in the SEC. But if Keelan Russell can elevate Alabama's room on offense, I expect them to be very good. I actually have Alabama making the playoffs this year.
Ooh, okay. How many SEC teams do you believe? Are we looking at 5?
I've got Georgia winning the SEC.
Okay.
I have Texas.
Gross.
And I know, and it's hard for me to pick Texas as well too. I have Alabama, and then I have Oklahoma making it as the fourth. I'm fading A&M, and I'm fading Ole Miss pretty hard this season.
Well, thanks for your one appearance on the show. No, I'm just kidding. That does seem to be, when you look at the A&M schedule or when you look at how they closed out last year, if you don't believe in Marcel Reed, I know there are a lot of people who are like, look for a little regression from them this year.
Yeah, it's just a schedule thing as well, too. And then when I do look at the quarterback room and Marcel Reed, he had a lot of great moments a year ago. But you'd see, take the South Carolina game last year, for example. They're just getting blown out at home. Oh, Marcel Reed looks awful. And then they have this insane second half where he looks like the best quarterback in the country. And it's, which version of Marcel Reed are you going to get? And are you going to have that for 12 games? I don't believe so. And that's why I think A&M will fall off a little more this year.
And especially if they can't fix the wind, you know, like that happened last year. Right. Miami. That was really tough. Brutal for
we
you
don't
guys.
Need to talk about that game. I remember what happened. Stupid wind.
Will Oklahoma State have an Indiana-type Kirk Cignetti re-rise?
They're not going 11-1. Like, they're not going they're not going to make the playoff in year one. I love what Eric Morris is doing, and it was such a fantastic story a year ago.
Do you mean in terms of leaving North Texas?
Oh, yeah. That's who you love.
I know. It hurts. Hey, you never know with Neil Brown, another guy kind of in the same coaching tree. They could have a decent year there, but I do think Oklahoma State, I could definitely see 8 or 9 wins this year in the conference. And I think Drew Messemaker really is that good. Yeah. I think just because you're going from a group of 6 to the Big 12, people assume, well, they're not going to be that good. They were just group of 6 good, but they're not going to be Power 4 good. I think Eric Morris is a great coach. I think Drew Messemaker is a really good quarterback. And then Caleb Hawkins might be one of the best running backs in the entire conference this year. He's so dynamic. He's going
to
be a top 2 or 3 running back in the Big 12 this season.
Do you envision a way in which Messemaker is in the first round of the NFL draft?
I mean, it is a deep,
it
deep
is. Well, Sports Illustrated
class.
Projected six quarterbacks.
I think if he's in the Heisman conversation, then yes.
If he has an insane year, yeah.
That could be, because going from UNT, like people are like, okay. Like you were just mentioning, but if he's doing it at this level, I think people would strongly consider he's in the Heisman conversation. He's in the top 4 for the Heisman.
If they go 10-2 and like Drew Messemaker has thrown 40 touchdowns and he's the reason they're there, then he is going to have a lot of hype around him.
40-10, something like that. Or a Sam Bradford like 49-6.
Would you take over under on 40 touchdowns right now for Drew Messemaker?
Yes.
Oh, you take
because
the over?
Because of he's going to like throwing the ball.
Yeah.
And the comfort level with the offense too.
Now we are.
And Caleb Hawkins can receive also.
I mean, we just talked about how good he was. What is y'all's excitement level, seeing as how I know it is not the most star-studded weekend quite yet, but we are approaching the first weekend of college football?
I can't wait, man. I mean, Dublin brought some exciting drama off the field last year with Avery Johnson and his dad, and so I could
you've got TCU
in North Carolina in that game. Bill Belichick, what does that look like at North Carolina? Then we talked about TCU a little bit. They need to have a really good year this year for Sonny Dykes. I think a lot of people are starting to fade him a little bit if he can't keep up with BYU, Utah, and Texas Tech in the Big 12 conference.
And then you'd mentioned Arch Manning, Texas. There is a ton of steam behind them. They have the most preseason All-Americans. Yep. That same Sports Illustrated, I know it's ridiculous, but that mock draft had 4 of the top 8 picks from Texas. They did move off of this player. Go ahead and give me cut number 11 if you can. It looked like he was going to be competing for a starting job, but now he is off the team.
Underwood to pass, middle of the field, picked off at the 45. It's coming back. Smith with the INT and 5:15 to play.
So Ty-Anthony Smith off the team. I'm not saying like, oh no, what are they going to possibly do? But when we talk about distractions, how do you feel about Texas going into the season when they have as much of an expectation as just about anybody?
I feel like when they came out at 5 in the AP poll, it was almost like, all right, let's just pump the brakes because last year we came in so hot on them, preseason number one.
Right.
And I think this year's team is a lot better than the 2026 team. And Arch Manning, too, he got a lot of heat because of how he looked against Ohio State week one. And then they struggled a little bit against UTEP at home and had the games at Florida, Mississippi State. But the offensive line wasn't that great last year. Like, it pains me to say, but I thought Arch Manning actually looked pretty good the second half of the season. And he was not the reason that the Longhorns didn't exceed their expectations. They brought in Cam Coleman from Auburn this year, one of the best receivers in the entire country. So he's got a clear number one receiver.
I watched him obliterate OU, and I was just like, what is happening?
He is unbelievable. Yeah. So there's no reason Texas should not be in the SEC championship game. There's no reason they shouldn't be in the playoff. I expect them to be there. The question just comes down. It kind of feels like this. Okay, if they get a road game in Tennessee, for example, or something happens, and they just get into this weird, like, kind of drag out knockout fight, are they tough enough over the course of four quarters? That's what I felt like we didn't see a lot last year. It felt like when they hit adversity at Florida, they kind of sank. And I want to see this year, is there a different toughness and edge to the Longhorns? Because the talent, like you said, is unquestionably there. They're probably the best team in the country on pure roster construction.
All right, if we're talking about pure talent, then they might have the best overall roster, but can we all agree that the best, most talented player in all of college football is, in fact, not a quarterback? It remains Jeremiah Smith from Ohio State.
I completely agree. He could have been the number one receiver taken out of the draft the last two seasons. I mean, he's in Ohio State, too, with Jeremiah Smith. They have Julian Sayin back at quarterback. They're extremely deep as well, too. So, I mean, but I actually think Oregon will. They have a tough game against Oregon. I believe it's October 17th. And I could see Ohio State going 10-2. Their schedule is difficult this year in the Big Ten. But Jeremiah Smith, clearly, in my mind, would be the Heisman front runner for me. This season,
he only had 8 catches for 144 yards against Indiana.
And when he turns it on, I'm like, screw it.
And he didn't even have a touchdown in that game.
The catch against Notre Dame in the national championship, where it was like 3rd and 9, and they just had him solo one on one, and Will Howard just threw it to him. And it's like, you can't guard that guy. I don't know if an all cornerback NFL guy could guard him right now.
He is unbelievable, and I think some team is going to get a hell of a deal, whether it's that you want Moore or Mensa or Manning or I just realized that they all start with the M's right there. Like, I think some team could potentially get a hell of a receiver deal from him at early in the first round.
I would be shocked if he's not a top 5 pick.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Right now, it feels like 4.
I know there'll be a lot of quarterbacks that want to go because this class is extremely high. But he's pure talent-wise, I think you're absolutely correct that he's probably the best player from a talent perspective in college football. It'll just come down to need.
Is there anything else college football-wise we need to go over right now? And when can people hear your show?
I mean, honestly, just with the season starting on Saturday, I think the question mark for this season is with all the drama that took place this offseason, with TROs being granted and NFL players coming back to college and everything that's going on, really it's just like, can we just get to the field? Mm-hmm. For me, the biggest story is like, can it all just settle down and will it feel like college football?
And you're not going to get that until at least Saturday, right, with the Big Ten voting and ACC
and all
this.
Yeah, you've got stuff going on right now. And so that's really my question mark going into the year is like, will all of this actually take a back seat or will it stay at the forefront once games are going on? Because I'm just hopeful that the games take care of itself and we can all just go back to enjoying the sport we love.
And when can we hear Fan University?
Fan University starts Saturday morning 9-1 right here on 105.3 The Fan. Myself, Jacob Ray, Kevin Walker, Will Chambers back at it, year 2 of Fan U.
That's a long time for college football talk. Baby.
It is.
It's a lot of college,
and especially when there's only 8 games this Saturday. It'll get pretty interesting, I think, but once the season gets underway, we'll have a lot to get into.
Well, it's good that it's good information and entertaining people. That's
absolutely
the important factor.
But there is something I need you to do, either on or off air, if you run into a lull on air. Will you convince or see if you can find out that Jacob Ray or Kevin Walker briefly said that the movie Grown Ups was their favorite movie, and then backtrack on this information?
I will find that out for sure, because that is an unacceptable favorite movie of all time.
Exactly. They both step back away from it.
I think
and
Alex shared a dream. Like, I don't think it actually happened.
Oh, it happened.
I think y'all were just like-minded dream sleeping in the same room one night.
What? I don't like a lot of what you said right
Could
there.
Be,
all right, I got one more college football note, and then would you like to stick around for the rest of this segment, which will be nonsense?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
College football note from Missouri. Their star running back, Ahmad Hardy, will not be ready for the start of the regular season. He still hasn't practiced. He's recovering from a gunshot wound. But the thought is that he'll be good to go by mid-September.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.